The White House announced today that the United States has agreed in principle to have American troops participate in a multinational military force in Zaire. The force would help get relief to about 1 million Rwandan refugees displaced by fighting in eastern Zaire. Several thousand U.S. soldiers would be assigned to the mission, provided that conditions laid down by President Clinton are all met. If the American concerns are satisfied and the force is established, Canada would be in command of the overall operation, and troops from several other countries would be involved. NPR's Tom Gelton has the story.
The White House announcement came after several days of intensive negotiations. France proposed last week that this force be established, after fighting along the border between Rwanda and Zaire had forced relief agencies to suspend operations in the region. But the Clinton administration raised dozens of concerns, so many that the French foreign minister complained the United States was dragging its feet even as people were dying. The administration came under intense pressure to agree at least to the idea of a military force to help bring food and medicine to the refugees. In announcing the U.S. decision today to join the operation, White House spokesman Mike McCurry said it shows the United States is ready to act in Africa in times of humanitarian need.
We have an ongoing humanitarian interest in saving the lives of refugees who are now at peril. And of course, we have a larger interest in stemming the violence and the fighting that has occurred on both sides of the Rwanda-Zairean border. There have been enormous crimes, even crimes of genocide that have occurred in that area, and we have obvious interests in doing what we can with the community of nations to address a situation of that nature.
The U.S. commitment is still tentative. McCurry listed several conditions that President Clinton says must be met before U.S. troops are deployed to Zaire. It depends on what threats they'll face there. A U.S. military team is currently assessing the situation, and the exact U.S. role has to be defined. The United States is, in principle, willing to transport the force to Zaire, for example, and to help secure the airport in the town of Goma, where the operation would be headquartered. Though the operation as a whole would be led by a Canadian general, McCurry said the U.S. troops would be under American command.
We have anticipated in rough numbers, and again, you know, part of the assessment is still underway, a U.S. contribution here in the neighborhood of roughly 1,000 ground troops in Zaire. But I want to make clear that there could be several thousand beyond that that would participate in the ancillary activities, establishing the air bridge, doing some of the logistics, other things that we've looked at.
Relief agencies say the intervention force needs to be organized within days, though U.S. officials say they don't yet know how soon U.S. troops could be ready. McCurry said he expects the initial mission to last about 4 months. Today's announcement followed a meeting last night at the White House of U.S. and Canadian officials. Much of the discussion focused on arrangements for command and control of the military force. The Pentagon wanted to be assured that it would be well-equipped and have robust rules of engagement. The administration is haunted by the memory of what happened when U.S. troops went to Somalia in 1993 on a humanitarian mission and got caught up in fighting between rival militia groups, with 18 U.S. soldiers killed in one ambush. McCurry said today that President Clinton has made clear that U.S. soldiers will go to Zaire only if the Hutu and Tutsi militia groups there and the Zairean army all agree beforehand to cooperate with the force. Securing agreement with those militia groups, McCurry said, is the current focus of U.S. diplomatic discussions with governments in the region.
We know and believe that there are those who have got influence or are in a position to influence those forces. There would need to be an agreement that this would be a non-hostile environment for the insertion of a force. It's not a force that would be equipped or prepared to fight its way in. It would have to be a force that would go in with the complicity of governments in the region.
This could prove to be a difficult condition to meet. The State Department said today that two U.S. disaster assistance teams trying to assess humanitarian needs in eastern Zaire were turned away by local Tutsi leaders there today. Hutu militiamen, meanwhile, were reported to be blocking all access to refugees in areas under their control. I'm Tom Gelton in Washington.